Super Future Friends, where we talk about the Legion in great detail and go through each issue, each appearance, even though the archives are wrong.
Wrong!
Don't worry, we're on it. Part of that is this issue, which is something not included in the archives, but don't worry, we found it. Carefully found it.
The help of the internet.
Yeah, the internet. Shh.
No, I'm sorry, you found it with your magic.
It just appeared in my house. I don't know how I got it. This issue is Action Comics number 285 from February 1962. Editor Mort Weisinger, writer Jerry Siegel, and, well, I think our part of the story is drawn by Jim Mooney. It might be Kurt Swan, but I'm pretty sure it's Jim Mooney, and inks by George Klein, I think. Maybe. Okay, so this story is called The Infinite Monster.
But really, it should be called Giant Feet.
Giant Feet Monster. Because all you're going to see of this monster are its giant feet. And this, actually, Action Comics 285 is a kind of a two-part story, where the first part is basically Superman showing the world that Supergirl exists.
Which means that he finally loves her.
Yes. And she's pretty starved for affection.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah. She kind of freaks out with happiness that...
He wants to acknowledge her existence.
Yeah, it's pretty... It gets kind of weird, because they're cousins, and I don't approve of that.
It won't get weird until the next issue, yeah. Which I'm so excited for.
This weirdness will culminate in the next issue, where it gets really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so, but this is about the Infinite Monster. The story before this was Superman being like, hey everybody, I got this cousin named Supergirl.
Why has he got a high-pitched voice?
That's how Superman sounds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't know, this is a comic. That's how he sounds. You could have, like, a really slow southern accent.
I know.
Wouldn't that be weird? I don't know what people from Kansas sound like.
Nor do I.
Yeah, okay. Probably, like, high-pitched Mickey Mouse voice.
You know, I don't think so.
Have you ever met anyone from Kansas?
I guess I have.
Yeah, there you go. Thought so. Okay. So, the splash page for this story has a pair of giant red scaly feet.
Crushing a city.
Yeah, and there's a helicopter, which I thought was, like, an alien bug. But it's not.
Oh, that looks like a helicopter.
I know, but I'm dumb. Like, oh, I don't know what to tell you. I thought it was like I didn't see that for a second, so I thought it was like a...
Oh, that one little line made all the difference?
Yeah, shut up. Whatever. I'm an artist.
Wait, what? That should make you understand more easily.
Moving on. This is the infinite monster, and then it's like crushing things, and then Supergirl's like bouncing off. She's not really getting through this force field or something that the creature has. And the helicopter seems very dismayed.
Also, where bubbles coming out of a helicopter that's vaguely in the distance. They're like, Earth is menaced by a terrible peril from the unknown. With Superman away, Supergirl is trying to defeat this menace alone. But look, she can't pierce the colossal creature's impenetrable force aura. I like force aura, by the way.
Force aura.
Moan. Is Earth doomed? The repeating theme of this story will be that everyone thinks Supergirl sucks.
It's true. She just, like, made herself known.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but even if she wasn't strong, I'd be impressed by a girl that can fly.
Yeah.
These people have some really high standards for this girl.
Tiny girl. God. Alright, so...
And she's like, oh, this is my big chance to prove myself.
Yeah, yeah. So she has to, like, do well in this. The pressure's on.
And she's like, I mustn't fail! Which means I mustn't fail or I'll lose Superman's love.
Yes.
But she didn't say quite that yet.
She'll send her back to the orphanage.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright. So, there's this tiny little shack, and on the middle...
On a cliff edge, and by the water.
On a South Pacific island, and during a super secret experiment, these guys are trying to use boxes with bolts in them to communicate with another dimension.
That's how I do it.
Yeah, and they're trying to just communicate with another worlds and other dimensions, but they end up ripping a fucking hole in reality itself.
And some giant legs come through.
Yeah.
By the way, these scientists are very good. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It might not have been what they were going for, but that's still impressive.
Well done, scientists. Well done. Okay, but what comes through is our giant pair of red scaly feet. And it's like it lands in the water, and you know it doesn't seem to be doing anything in particular. You're just kind of walking around.
Oh, I The scientists are freaking out, of course, because, I'd freak out probably if some giant legs were outside my window. And they're like, we only see legs because the infinite monster is so incredibly gigantic that our eyes can't see all of its unbelievably huge body.
Yeah.
It's not that big. It's just not.
Well, Kristen comes from Vegas where there are very large buildings.
We got pyramids and castles, and but I'm just saying.
They're probably the same size as this.
I think possibly.
It's like the size of a skyscraper.
Yeah, it's not that, it might just be a scale issue, but there's like a little plane and a little like navy vessel.
Yeah.
And it's not as big as, I'd be scared, don't get me wrong, I'd be scared of these giant feet, but it is not so big that you cannot conceive of, your eyes can't like comprehend the size of it. It's just not that big.
I want to know if the whole, the, like, Terran reality is following it around.
I don't think so. I think they just,
legs rock.
Yeah.
Going up into nothing.
Because you see it coming out of the rip at first, so you're, like, looking up and you're seeing, not the top of the legs, but the rip it's coming out of. But then, from then on, you just see the legs. But, I'm under the firm belief that the rip is not still hovering above those legs. I think it's just...
I'm pretty impressed by this monster. This is pretty ballsy. Like, okay, we need a monster for this issue. I don't know. Some legs, some feet, giant feet.
I mean, we'll see it, but... Yeah.
No, we don't. Oh, yeah, we do. That's right.
No, spoiler.
God, Kristen.
But yeah, it's some great...
I think it's pretty creative.
I'm gonna draw a comic with just giant legs. Yeah. That's brilliant.
That is pretty brilliant. I don't want to draw anything.
Monster.
That's pretty easy, actually.
It's a pretty scary monster, really, if you think about it. Something that big... Not as big as they're saying it is, mind you, but something big would be pretty scary.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Okay, so this infinite monster shows up, and they're trying to, like, fucking hit it with ships and firing at it and planes shooting at it. To no avail!
It's not, she said it's not doing anything. It's just walking around in the water at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't know what's going on.
Maybe. I mean, we can only see its legs. I'm not really sure what face it's making.
I assume it doesn't know what's going on, because I don't know what my feet are doing to tiny cities.
I'm not seeing giant hands coming down and, like, shoving people into a mouth somewhere.
That would be awesome. Okay, one thing I like about old comics is, like, sometimes they will show the president that's the president at the time. And so the president has to be informed, and it's like JFK.
Yeah.
It's like, not even like... Oh, maybe they're trying to imply that this is like hella JFK. Totally so JFK. So they're trying to decide what to do. He's like, we'll just get Superman on this shit. And the general's like, actually, Superman is away. He's traveling into another galaxy or something. And he can't really do anything right now. But we have Supergirl. And this other guy is like, Supergirl? A mere girl will handle a major crisis like this? And I think, again, he means,
he doesn't mean because of the lady. He means because she's young.
Yes, yes.
Is what I'm going to hope.
But these guys realizing that, she still shoots lasers out of her fucking eyes.
Yeah. She still has all of Superman's powers, whether she's 12 or however the hell Superman is.
Use what you got.
Yeah. Use what super being you have.
So they broadcast, how they contact her is by broadcasting over all the radios and all the TV networks at once. And Linda Lee Danvers is on a date with some guy named Dick. And they're so unimaginative with these games. Like, how many Dicks are there in the DC universe?
Lots.
Like 60. I'd be more appreciative if this is like Dick Grayson. That'd be a weird crossover.
There's a lot of Dicks in name and in personality.
Oh, snap. Well done. So she's on a little date.
They're like, are they at an amusement park or something?
Midvale Amusement Park.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. They're about to go into a maze, which is convenient and odd all at the same time. I've never been on a date into a maze, I'm just saying.
No?
No.
I'd go into a maze with a dude.
I wouldn't.
Or a lady. Lady dude.
Yeah.
Both at the same time. Mazes are fun for everyone.
No, not so much. But possibly is my fear of carnival-like things in general.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. You wouldn't want to touch anything.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You just explode. What's convenient is that there happens to be a radio as she's going in, and the radio is like, Pentagon calling Supergirl. Infinite monster invading U.S. It's not like, come and help us, come check in. It's not very informative. It's just like, infinite monster invading U.S. That's the message. Yeah.
Awesome. Like, I like that they assume it doesn't need more of an explanation. Yeah. Or a less weirdly specific...
She doesn't know
who the infinite monster is. Yeah. She's like, a really big monster, so at least she knows what to expect.
Yeah. Giant red scaly feet all over the place. Help.
So she's on the date with this boy, so she's like, oh crap, how am I going to get away? Oh, I know. Thank God I'm just kind of an asshole normally. What I'll do is as soon as they step into the maze, she, like, flies around really quickly and blocks off all the ways that this boy can go. She traps him in the maze. She's like, he'll just get trapped. It'll keep him busy for at least an hour, and he'll just think Linda was playing a prank. So it's, like, a good thing, I guess, she's kind of mean normally.
Yeah.
She can get away with this.
She learned from the best.
That's true. It's true.
Awesome. She has lots of training and degree.
Yeah, so now she's free, so she just left her boyfriend trapped in a maze.
Awesome. The feet come ashore,
and it's a big point that, like, they're shooting and it's not making a difference because there's this, like, aura around these giant feet.
Force field, yeah.
Force aura?
Force
aura. I'm sorry, is the technical term. Force aura.
You're right. They haven't... I don't know why they're not using the word force field. They seem to, like, switch between different terminologies a lot.
Monster has a force aura.
Okay, force
and,
aura.
And,
a fora.
So, the, you know, the military's freaking out because they can't shoot it.
Yeah. This just seems like some cops, like, shooting at guns. Doesn't even seem like the military.
We can get it. It's like tiny ant people shooting at this giant monster. So Supergirl comes flying up, and we're laughing because Supergirl flies, like, amazingly this whole issue. She flies really, like, sprawled. Like, her arm... I'm doing it. You can't see me. Her arms sprawled, her legs sprawled. Superman flies a bit more girly than his cousin does,
He keeps his legs together.
Yeah.
She does the opposite.
It looks really cute. It looks hilarious, because she looks like she's, like, hurtling through the air. She looks less like she's flying, more like she's hurtling.
Like, she looks like she was just tossed into the air.
Which I like.
She's kind of like...
There's a problem with it, but...
Like, when you take a cat and you toss it...
Yeah, she looks a bit like that. Like, perhaps she has less control of this flight, but...
Oh, Supergirl.
So she shows up, and I guess she's probably, like, immediately freaking out that she needs to do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, how am I gonna handle this? Superman's not here. I've got to make good. And then she has a weird flashback.
She's like, I remember this other time where I handled a giant monster. And then
it's really like somebody needed to fill a panel.
I don't know what this is. So, on the planet Lonar, a great beast awakening after centuries of slumber tunneled up into Lonar's great city. I juggled colored gems hypnotically, putting the creature to sleep, then caged him.
I mean, that's what I do with you.
Yeah.
Not with a giant monster.
Like,
that's ludicrous.
I can't sleep. And then Kristen's like,
I can juggle. Juggling color balls.
Then I fall asleep. And then she puts me in a cage.
Yeah. So, weird flashback. That's the end of that. We'll never mention it again.
She's like, but what will I do this time?
Indeed!
What will you do? And so, these giant feet amazingly come right towards the orphanage she used to be at.
Obviously, God hates that orphanage.
Yeah, I think... Well, God hates orphans in the first place. That's why they're orphans.
That's true.
And the orphans are like, go get him, Supergirl! And Supergirl goes for it. She's like, I'll just fucking tackle it. And she just bounces off of it. Honestly.
I love the response of some of these orphans. They are immediately like, what the hell? Supergirl's maybe not as cool as we thought.
Yeah, she messes up once.
Yeah, it's like, she can still fly. Like... These children have no sense of wonder.
Yeah.
It's like, if I saw some girl flying who could hurl herself at a monster, whether it was effective or not, I'd be like, whoa! These kids are like, oh man, we put our
super ungrateful.
Sack in the wrong person.
Well, these are also orphans, so we know
they
what
have
orphans
no hope
are like.
For life.
Yeah.
But
grateful children.
But we also like to panel with the orphans because they look super concerned.
Yeah.
Like, it's like super expressive. These are two concerned children.
Usually people in these old comics don't have much facial expressions. So when you see people with facial expressions, it's kind of like startling.
They look super upset.
Yeah. By contrast. And so in the very next panel, like, this helicopter is, like, also complaining that Supergirl can't stop that creature. How I wish we had Superman here instead of that girl. The pressure's on, and Supergirl's like, okay, well, I'll just grab the foot and then push it over.
Yeah, she's like, waiting on the ground. Yeah. She's like, it's gonna step on me, and I'm gonna hurl it up. Because, you know, I'm strong, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, it just steps on it.
Yeah, it just steps on it. She's okay, because she's invulnerable. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I got him invulnerable. It squashed me. But she just, like... It just keeps walking, and she's in this little footprint. Like, oh, that didn't work at all.
It's like a cartoon. It's so cute. Oh, God. She's like, I've never been up against this.
And then these generals are bitching some more about how useless she is. And they're like, Earth is doomed! It's like, she's only been fighting this thing for, like, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah. Supergirl has super hearing, so she can totally hear these guys. She's like, I've got to make good.
She's like, I want everyone to love me.
I think I know what to do now. And so what she does is she takes a bunch of scrap metal, she makes a rocket, and then she makes a little note, and she puts it in the rocket, then she takes the rocket, and she hurls it into the future. And
it goes through post-it note time stream, which I love.
Yes.
I like that even the rocket gets post-it note time stream. Yes,
so it knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll buy a lot of super things that they can do in amazing, ridiculous ways, but throwing something into the future in such a way that it lands at exactly the time you want and exactly the place you want. You know, it should have been, like, hurtling through people and things and places on the way, but I'm just saying.
It lands in someone's head. Yeah. On the other side of the planet.
What if she didn't throw it? She just didn't throw fast enough.
You know, she says, like, it's streaking at such a super speed that it can't be destroyed by friction with the air. I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
You don't know science, you're an artist.
That's true, I don't. Is there a point where, like, the speed of something is no longer affected by friction?
Why don't you ask the Flash?
Excuse me, he's got, like, time force, whatever, speed force all over him. We'll have the discussion later. After we're done with all the Legion issues. Yes. We'll talk about the Flash.
29 years.
Yeah, after we're dead.
Yeah.
So
guess, I mean, I know you know what this show is, but guess who she threw the rocket to in the future?
The Legion of Superheroes. Dun, dun, dun.
Or more specifically, well, actually, no, first you have to see. So this rocket, like, just shows up right outside their rocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
their little rocket clubhouse.
Yeah.
It shows up right outside and just happens to have Lightning, like, Hazard Boy, Saturn Girl, and Brainiac 5 standing outside.
Why are they never inside that?
Because it's really small.
It's like the size of an outhouse.
Yeah.
Every time they're standing by, it looks like it could fit one of them in there. I think this is the bathroom.
Maybe. There's actually a giant, like, fortress behind it.
Yeah.
But,
maybe it's underground or something. Because it's the tiniest building.
You're overthinking it.
Okay.
But, so the rocket lands. So Lightning Lad's like, is it a weapon? Because it looks like a rocket. And Saturn Girl's like, with my mental powers, I sense a message from someone who urgently needs us. She sent psychic mental... Hooju sense it off some metal?
She has telepathy.
With metal?
With metal. Well, everyone's powers are a little bit fucked up. Because in the next panel...
The next panel's the... We'll post it because it's a really great mess up.
Yeah. It's great on 5 different levels. Okay. She's like, possibly I'm wrong, but I feel it's from Supergirl, for no reason.
Well, honestly, a thing hurtling from the past could only be Superman or Supergirl.
Especially if it's weapon-shaped. I assume it's from those two assholes. Okay. So, Lightning Lad says, in that case, Saturn Girl, I, Cosmic Boy, will lower it gently with my magnetic powers. Okay.
He's shooting lightning.
Okay, it's a hello Lightning Lad, but he's calling himself Cosmic Boy.
He's shooting lightning to magnetically lower it down.
Yes.
So there's a few problems there.
Okay, so it's just like a little mess up where it's totally the wrong person doing it, and then totally there's lightning bolts.
Totally the wrong power, too.
Yeah.
Somewhere, someone there would have been like, no, that would explode it. he's shooting lightning at it, but whatever.
Oh, God. I wish that did happen. The girl's like, I got it. Oh, wait, my powers are not...
blew it up, and now I totally can't read that note.
Shit. Okay. Anyways.
So, shortly after, as Brainiac 5, an upholder of the law, even though he is the great-great-great-great-grandson... By the way, he's not the great-great-great-great...
He's not.
They always love to throw, like, 50 greats in there.
Of space villain Brainiac reads her message. It's like, I love that his introduction is always like, okay, he's a brainiac, but he's an upholder of the law, even though his ancestor is evil. Like, they always point that out, like, at length. I think that's so that he doesn't have to apologize for some...
All the time. I mean, he does anyway.
Yeah. Just in this issue so they can get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay, after he finishes apologizing, he's like, how good to hear from Supergirl. I met her once in the future, and fell in love with her. I'll send her what she wants immediately.
Wait, he met her once in the future?
He's in the future.
He didn't meet her in the future. She met him in her future.
Yes. In the future.
That's right, she's dead. But
they're not in the future, they're in their time. It's...
Huh.
It's the Legion time now.
Oh, Brainiac 5 of all people should know that.
God, he's under a lot of... He's just freaking out just by having
he's
something
like,
she that she touched.
Wrote me a note.
God.
He's like, sure, I'll lend her what she wants.
Yeah.
And so then back in the past, which is...
Our time.
I guess, not really technically now, it's the past, the past.
The past 1962, okay? Back in 1962 with the infinite monster trying to step on everything.
Yeah.
Right after she sends a thing, it comes back... There's, like, a time bubble that's, I guess, is being remote controlled. This is the first time we see, like, a time bubble that's remote
controlled. It's not a big one, though. It's not, like, a people-sized one.
It's a baby one.
Time orb.
Time orb.
Yeah.
And this thing has, like, a gun in it, and with a little adorable note attached to it, like a tag.
Yeah. The future doesn't have better noting systems.
It's adorable. A small time globe is materializing. Brainiac 5 is answering my request. My supervision sees a ray device inside it with a note attached. And then the foot comes and steps on it. The infinite monster hella steps on it.
I like that her aim, blindly hurtling a rocket into the future, is better than their aim, using technology to send a time sphere back.
Oh, whatever.
Theirs immediately gets destroyed.
Yeah, yeah.
Hers lands perfectly where she needed
Brainiac
it to.
Brainiac 5 is super smart, really bad aim.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. He didn't play a lot of baseball.
He doesn't throw like a Supergirl. So, the helicopter's like, what's she doing? She appeared to be constructing a strange device out of scrap metal at super speed. What? And, so she's, like, making something, again, out of, like, scrap metal. Luckily, there's a lot of scrap metal. Oh, my God, the next panel's awesome, because it looks like she's holding a futuristic bazooka.
Yeah, and she's really cute.
She's so adorable.
She's holding
oh my God.
A giant gun, which is one of my favorite things, is a tiny cute girl holding a giant gun.
Yes, adorable. What does she do with her gun? Oh, well, she explains that her photographic memory that she has... And her super speed enabled her to, like... Luckily, she'd looked at that gun, and she's like, okay.
She, like, x-ray visioned that gun. And
yeah, She's like, I'm gonna remake this. It's a good thing
good
that...
thing I have really good memory and really good eyes, and I'm really fast.
Somehow scientific.
Yeah, so she just rebuilt it.
Okay. Is Brainiac really 5 really that smart if something that he makes can be rebuilt by this girl?
Okay,
whatever. So, she rebuilds it. I don't know what the point of that is. It's like, it was only gone for, like, three panels.
I know, it was
panels.
Gone for, like, a second.
I think they just wanted that foot to step on it. That's hilarious.
I think, really, is they just wanted her to do something.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, she's not doing very much to stop this monster.
That's true.
So they're probably like, well, you know, let's use that super stuff for something here. Okay, yes. Destroy the gun, and now Supergirl can make it. Yeah.
So, she uses Ray on that infinite monster thing, and then she shrinks it down, and it looks kind of like, I don't know what that is. It's like a...
yeah, I don't know.
It's like a kind of a bird thing with lobster claw hands and
big red feet.
A, like, skirt made out of straw.
It looks like an ogre's panties.
Yeah.
But... Anyway, she shrinks it super small, and then it's kind of cute, because she's holding it in one hand.
Ah, it's adorable! She, like, looks like she's aiming the gun at it, but I think she's just holding the gun. But it looks like she's grabbing this tiny thing and holding the gun on it.
It does look like that.
Move, buddy!
I like it because it looks a little bit like it's flailing.
Yeah!
And it's super small now.
It's doing, like, that. That, like, cactus pose.
Yeah.
It's adorable. It looks like it's trembling in horror.
It's terrified now.
Aw, it's so cute. It's kind of cute, tiny.
Yeah, I like it a lot better small.
So she's, like, satisfied, gentlemen? So she doesn't, like, eat it or kill it.
I eat it. Why would she eat it?
I don't know. To express my dominance over this thing, I would have put it right in my mouth.
Those feet have been everywhere.
She'd make it too small. She needs
to make it small enough?
Yeah, she needs to make it even smaller.
And just crush it in her bare hands.
She could keep it as a little pet and play with it and keep it in her pencil box.
That's still a good pet size.
That's true. That's good. So she shrinks this thing and she's like, oh, well, it's so tiny that now it can't harm anyone.
Oh, no, you forgot that. Well, she's like, satisfied, gentlemen. They're like, Supergirl rocks, basically.
No, there's a panel before.
Right? Oh, where are you?
There.
What? I thought you said it there.
Whatever.
You didn't follow the flow, did you?
No, even though there's arrows, I was like, fuck you, arrows.
we're actually laughing at this issue because we just had this conversation. There's a few panels where it's got like half a panel, and a bigger panel next to it, and it's got little arrows pointing you which way to read. We're like, why do they have those arrows? It's pretty self-explanatory.
Like, it's for dumb children.
But then she just read it wrong.
No, I didn't even read that way. I read it. Or that way. I read it this way, then that.
Oh, you just are absolutely completely hilarious.
I do what I want.
Anyways.
And so,
So she's like, satisfied, gentlemen?
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, every bit as resourceful and terrific as your cousin Superman. Congratulations. Yeah. So now they appreciate her.
Yeah, you know.
Okay,
their
whatever.
Love is easily bought.
Yeah.
By
gun construction.
Success, I think.
Yeah.
If she had lost, though, they would have... killed her.
They also like girls with guns.
That's true. Maybe that's it.
I think that's
it. Everyone's like, this is awesome.
The damage this monster caused was accidental, and so I don't want to harm it. I'll put it where it'll be safe. So she takes it to Superman's fortress and then puts it in a bottle. Like, there doesn't seem to be, like, you know when you take a little frog and you put it in a jar with a leaf and
a
stick?
Yeah, a stick and a leaf and a little bit of water.
She didn't put any of those things
It in a sad, empty jar.
It's sad.
She put it in the can or a jar. She put it in one of those.
Yeah.
And,
but she puts it, and then she put the jar with the monster right next to the Kandar one.
But she didn't give it, like, a little world to be in. It just is sad and alone in a box.
But I wonder what those people who live in Kandor are thinking when they look over.
The skies are screaming.
They see a giant monster there just looming over them. And
oh, now he can still feel huge. Someone.
I hope she, like, puts, like, some infinite monster pellets in there. Yeah. Okay, so she's like, all right, there's a note attached to that gun when it first showed up before the monster stepped on it. She's like, now I have to remember what that note said with my super memory. And the note is super adorable.
Of course.
Because it's from Brainiac 5, and he's super adorable. That's his other power. And you want to read the note?
I can't, because I'm at a weird angle. But the note's kind of hard to read, because it's in cursive.
Yeah.
Because they still have cursive in the future with an alien. Alien is writing in cursive,
by the way. I think he's so smart that he can write in very careful cursive. Usually he would have written in calligraphy for her and then covered it with stickers and hearts
right.
Okay, says, here is the shrinking ray you requested, Supergirl. I can't send you a growth ray to enlarge Kandor. Only my ancestor Brainiac knew how to build that ray. .. He won't reveal this, the secret, to anyone. Brainiac 5.
That was a weird ending.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Like, he won't reveal. Does that mean he's Brainiac 1 is still alive in the future? I mean, should be.
I mean, I do know, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so she says, how sweet of Brainiac 5 to have been so helpful. It's not really that sweet because, like, that's their job.
Yeah.
I'm sure any of the other Legionnaires would have
helped in some way.
Yeah. Maybe they did help. Maybe they helped to make that thing. Probably not.
I doubt it.
They're retarded.
They're pretty useless.
Okay. Anyways, she's like, it's amazing how the great great-grandson of someone as black-hearted as Brainiac could be so darling.
Aww.
And then Brainiac's, like, Five's, like, watching her.
They're always looking through their stalker view monitor.
Where's the camera for that?
You know, it seems to be wherever the hell they want it to be. You obviously don't understand how science of the future works.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Wait, what was that movie?
Oh, no!
What movie was that?
Oh, shit, that horrible movie with Denzel Washington in it.
With cell phones and satelliting, they were seeing everything.
Oh, my God, it was the worst. Wait, it was literally the worst
movie. What
was
that? No, you had to, like, pause this and Google.
Okay, hold on. That movie was called Deja Vu.
Thank you, IMBD.
Yes.
IMBD.
Yeah, database.
Okay, DB.
Yeah. That was a horrible movie. Never watch it.
Oh, God. Yeah, we tried to watch that. This has nothing to do with anything, but...
But never watch that.
Never watch Deja Vu. It makes no sense. Anyway.
And it's also not about the Legion.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't support stuff that's like that.
Yeah. God, that was horrible. Yeah. But they're crazily watching her, like, on a viewer, like, thinking that Brainiac could be so darling. And Brainiac 5's like, I'm glad I was able to aid Supergirl.
And then carefully watch her loving me.
Yeah. And Saturn Girl's like, how happy she is to have been publicly revealed at last. And Cosmic Boy's like, well, fellow members, the time has come for us to remove the lead plate off the base of this Supergirl statue. It's not a statue, it's a bus, by the way.
That's true.
Yeah. So they... They have this bust, and there's, like, a lead plate over the base of it, over the inscription. And Cosmic Boy takes a screwdriver.
His power is the control of metal things, by the way. But still must he use a screwdriver to get off
his... He doesn't even know what this is.
He doesn't know what his powers are.
Yeah, this issue makes him very confused. Okay. He's like, now there's no longer any need to hide the lettering behind the metal plate from Supergirl's vision whenever she visits us. Previously, we used a lead plate because her X-ray vision can't penetrate that metal. Yes, I know. We didn't want Supergirl to know when her existence was revealed. So underneath this metal plate, it says two things. What are those two things, Kristen?
A year of Supergirl's arrival on Earth, 1959, and year Supergirl's existence was revealed on Earth, 1962. Now, that's not normally what statues say. Isn't it normally your birth and death?
Yes, but, one, this is the future. Two, these people love statuary.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I'm positive they have a statue that has her birth and death on it, and they keep that in another room.
With all those other birth and death statues.
Yes.
Those ones are much bigger, by
yeah,
the way.
Those are full standing statues that are usually gold. I'm not kidding.
I know.
I know. I have to tell them that.
Okay.
She's not kidding.
She looked right at me. I was offended.
Yes. If I could just stare at my monitor and speak, but I look a little bit crazier than usual. So, they didn't want to spoil the surprise that Superman was planning for, which was revealing her to everyone. So
spoil the surprise of him finally accepting her as a person.
Did she think she was always going to be, like...
a secret?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh.
She's just an orphan widow.
That's sad. Like, even when she grew up and stuff, like, that'd be horrible. Anyways, so the rip in the sky that, you know, that... dimensional gateway or something.
That those impressive scientists accidentally made.
Yeah. It seems to have healed itself for no reason.
Awesome.
There's no danger of any more infinite creatures.
Ever.
I wish there were more infinite creatures, actually. Like an infinite turtle or infinite cat. Just dealing with different feet coming through that troublesome little
cute
rift.
Cat's paws.
Yeah,
giant
yeah.
ones.
The giant baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
it'd be awesome. Then she's getting a 21-gun salute.
And she's still hurtling, flying.
Yeah,
yeah. Hurtling through the air, flying.
But it looks like they're shooting at her.
It really super does.
There's nothing, like, honorary-looking about this
yeah.
at all. And then at the Pentagon, they're like, you're totally awesome. We're going to have a party. They're really impressed with how she handled the infinite monster.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the fact that she didn't, really.
Yeah, she kind of cheated and was like, hey, other superhero friends I got in the future, help.
Hey, guy that totally has a psycho crush on me.
Could you, fix my problem for me? Thanks.
Yeah, and take all the credit.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then she's, like, hella meeting the president, like, JFK the president, and also Jackie O, and this is, like, a weird...
Yeah, they really weirdly, like, you see Jackie O, like, hey, you did a really good job, and she's, like, thinking, like, she's gorgeous!
The
like,
president's wife's so pretty and gorgeous!
And I was like, oh, okay, and then they cut away from that.
Yeah. And I think we know what happened in the meantime.
I'm gonna check a wow.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Oh, yeah, Jackie O and Supergirl!
No.
That's my fanfic.
No! Never write that.
And she's, like, super happy. And then some orphans from Midvale Orphanage show up because she saved their orphanage.
This is the saddest thing ever, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. They give her a bunch of flowers, which kind of look kind of crappy.
They're orphans, okay?
Yeah.
That's all they can get.
They say, we all chipped in to buy you a bouquet. Bouquet? Bouquet.
Bouquet? Now you said it and it lost all meaning.
Okay. We bought you a bunch of flowers. Okay. We think you're marvelous. And she's like, thank you very much. And then she's like crying. She's like, this means more to me than all the other honors. Little Dee Dee's kids realize I was once one of them at the orphanage and my secret identity of Linda.
Oh, I'm sorry, but go give those kids some money.
Yeah.
She just, like, they just scraped together all their sad orphan pennies.
Yeah, yeah.
To give her some sad orphan flowers.
You hit up Bruce Wayne for some fucking money.
Just go, you know, run around. You don't even need to steal. You got super speed. Go about and pick up all the change in the world and give these kids some money.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no more orphans. She doesn't care about them that much. She just gets moved and then leaves.
Yeah. And Superman returns from the future. First, it said that Superman had been visiting
another galaxy on a space mission. But then he's like, I came back from the future. He's
So maybe he, like, lies to people.
Maybe.
When he goes to visit his
asshole. He was actually sleeping in the Legion's clubhouse.
I need a nap, guys.
By the way, again, I gotta point out, if you are on a mission to the future, and you come back, you should be able to come back the moment you left, and not actually be gone any amount of time.
Because that seemed to have happened in this issue, because she sends a rocket immediately right afterwards.
Yeah. So...
it seems like the Legionnaires have an understanding of that concept, but Superman hella doesn't.
And neither does Supergirl, because she did that too.
Yeah, that's true. So, he comes back, and there's, like, all this shit in his, like, fortress. He's like, great Scott, what's all this? She says, gifts from admirers. I hope you don't mind my having brought them here. And he's like, I don't know, he doesn't answer that question.
He just stares.
He just... It cuts away from that when he beats her to death. Oh, God. Okay, oh, hopefully Superman. We missed some abuse there. Okay. After Superman learns how the Girl of Steel had handled the menace of the Infinite Monster, he's like, well done, Supergirl, and now I'm going to make another TV announcement to the world. Another one. And Superman goes on TV.
Immediately. Does he have that set up in his...
It looks like it, because...
He's got it in the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah, he's got, like, a camera and shit.
He likes to make public announcements.
That's adorable. He makes another announcement. He says, Superman speaking, I'm proud of the way Supergirl handled that dire emergency while I was gone. From now on, we're going to be a team, she and I.
Wait, was her cat in that panel?
Maybe that's a... I thought that was a statue of a cat. Huh. Because that looks like a weird pose for that cat to be in.
If it is her cat, my dislike of this issue suddenly bloomed. But it's not her cat, and it's perfectly fine. I
think
like
it's
this
a statue.
Okay.
Because Streaky looks a lot more retarded and cartoony.
Okay.
And it has a cape, excuse me?
I'm
Do
sorry.
Not pay attention?
Well, maybe the cat doesn't have a cape on when he's just lounging around the Fortress of Solitude.
Like the idea of the poor cat having to wear a cape. Because I know whenever I put anything on a cat, it gets, like, sad and, like, trying to get it off. All day.
That's not
like,
a super cat.
Okay.
If you had a super cat, I would love that.
So...
Okay, anyway, sorry, no Streaky. I thought it was a Streaky sighting.
I hope he, because it looks like the cameras are set up in front of the little Infinite Monster
yeah,
bottle.
He, like, brought it over for
I wonder if he, like, showed everyone, like, look at what was terrorizing you guys.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm keeping it in a bottle.
Yeah, tiny sad bottle.
So, he's saying that, like, they're going to be a team now. They're going to be partners. And whenever one of us journeys into the future or the past, off into outer space, or into another dimensional world, the other will continue to patrol Earth. And he's like, Earth security will be strengthened. Have you anything to add, Supergirl? And she's like, only that you're the most wonderful partner anyone ever had. I'll always be grateful to you. In that voice.
I was like, that's her voice? She's a little bit Valley Girl there.
Oh my god. No, probably not. I don't see her as like that.
So you're sad.
So, after the telecast, Superman swiftly builds an annex to the fortress. He builds her a little apartment. Do you want to talk about what's in this apartment that he built for his little girl cousin?
This apartment's great. So, you know, you're just seeing a little room. He, like, has a little curtain to separate her little area from his, I guess. And you see a little couch with little pink pillows, a little pink lamp. And then behind the couch on the wall, he put three big old photos of her three little boyfriends.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Maybe she tells him a lot about these little
boys.
So there's
Brainiac 5, and then there's that dick guy that she was on a date with, and then,
I'm assuming it's that
mermaid
guy, right?
Whose name I don't remember.
Mermaid guy, whatever.
Mermaid dude. And she's super happy that she has her own little, like, pad in his place, and that he's accepting her into his life,
and
finally.
Finally giving her a home.
And she comes home, and she's like, hi, Mom! And they're super happy that she's there.
Welcome home, Supergirl.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm so happy I'm no longer just Superman's emergency weapon. Now I'm his partner. Golly, things will be very different from now on. And we're going to see how different things become.
Oh, my God. The next issue is, like, my favorite issue.
Oh, my God.
Not directly having to do with Brainiac 5, ever.
Yes. It's going to be so awesome, you don't want to miss it. Oh my god.
And the next one, it goes back to the archive, so it's actually in the archive.
Yes.
So I think we've caught up on the ones that weren't in the archive. I think we found them all and did them. So
well, there's more coming.
Yes, there's more
so far.
Come, but yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, good. Is that it? That's it.
Yep.
You can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com or comment on our blog at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com.
And thanks for all the comments we've been getting.
Yes.
We always get the best comments.
Yeah, everyone loves us.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. We're bad at replying back. For some reason, we suck at that.
Yeah.
But we read them very happily.
Yeah, and we cry.
Yeah, we read them to each other and
print them out and put stickers on them and post them on the wall.
You don't see them, but your little comments are covered in hearts and smiles.
Yeah, we're super happy.
Yeah.
Super future happy.
Go to sleep.
Okay, so join us next time for totally awesome.
Awesome.
Can't miss it. Okay, bye.
Bye.